This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. In the mid-1800s, Union General William Sherman made an observation about what he had witnessed in the Civil War. He said, "War is hell." That's every bit as true today, and wars are being fought on several fronts. According to the Bob Woodruff Foundation, since September 11th of 2001 and the terrorist attacks on America, some 2.8 million Americans have been deployed. Many have been killed, even more injured. 90% of the wounded survive their injuries in this most modern of warfares. Some 340,000 suffer traumatic brain injuries. One in five suffer invisible wounds like PTSD and depression. This is how they return to us. We now know the Veterans Administration and its services are underfunded. Some treatments for veterans are delayed, and on some occasions the injuries win before the services are ever provided. I'm joined by two gentlemen today who have like-minded goals, and that is to help get veterans back to optimal levels of health and integrated back into as full a life as possible. I'd like to say good morning first to John Cornack. He is CEO and president of the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor. He provides traumatic brain injury rehabilitation and recovery services. And good morning to you, and thank you for being here.
Good morning, David.
And our other guest may have a last name that sounds very familiar. His name is Dave Woodruff. His brother, Bob Woodruff, is a highly respected journalist working at ABC News. Dave is chairman of the board of the Bob Woodruff Foundation, and good morning to you.
Thank you, David.
Well, it was an incident in January of 2006, Dave, while your brother was embedded with American troops and reporting on the Iraq War that ultimately brought about creation of the Bob Woodruff Foundation. He was hit by a roadside IED and suffered a traumatic brain injury, nearly losing his life. It was, Mr. Woodruff, the quick action and excellent services of the American military that spared his life, right?
Absolutely.
How exactly did he get from Iraq back to you and your home in Bloomfield Hills and in such good shape?
Well, there's no doubt that it was because of battlefield medicine and the things that had happened because of the Iraq wars. That had improved to a level where they knew what to do, downrange to treat him. And so he was treated in Balad Air Base very quickly, flown to Longitudinal Air Force Base in Germany, and then to Bethesda Naval Hospital, all in the span of 62 hours, which is incredible. And we have a friend who had a similar injury in Vietnam. It took him 6 months to get to that same point. So it's that type of treatment and very quick action on the part of the military medicine folks that got him to Bethesda to be treated. And then obviously the follow-up from there.
And just in case you don't know, Bob Woodruff is recovered and back to providing first-class reporting from around the world for ABC. Mr. Cornack, the services that were provided, Mr. Woodruff, both in the initial phase and then in the aftercare, are those services available to every veteran?
No, they're not. What happened is this is a new signature event. So people, thank God, are surviving the blast, surviving the injury. And they're doing a fantastic job of getting them off of out of the combat zone and into emergency help. When they get back to the VA here in America, because it's a signature event, it's a brand new kind of injury to folks. They have to adapt how they've always done business into this new traumatic brain injury or behavioral health environment. And they're preparing themselves the whole time, of course, and they're doing the best job they can. But it's like I said, it's a whole new injury to them, and it's a whole new set of circumstances that they have to adjust to. And that's really what happened with the VA. And because there are so many people coming back, they just couldn't adjust quick enough to care for this population. There's some centers out here now, and even in America, there aren't that many centers that can really help with this environment. And so it's a learning curve, and when you're talking about a veteran, we really don't have time for a learning curve. We need to be helping these veterans the minute they get back, and so that's kind of what we're trying to do and help the VA find, new services out there for our fallen soldiers.
And with the VA doing the best job that it can, still, you can only take so many who are not being treated by the VA in timely fashion at the Eisenhower Center. What are the resources necessary to actually receive treatment at the Eisenhower Center?
For Eisenhower, what we love is, since the war started, we took care of them for free. So we put all the assets into it, and that's because we believe that the treatment model had to be found. There's a lot of research out there. It's amazing research. We're ecstatic that the VA and the NIH and all the others continue to research it. But there has to be someone who wraps their arms around them, who touches their life, who make a difference. And in the Woodruff scenario, obviously the family, they're amazing. And, not everyone is afforded that luxury. So we try to take place of that family. And And so we put the assets and we put the financial strength behind it because we're a company that believes that the veteran should be our mission.
This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. We're discussing helping veterans with two distinguished guests today. Dave Woodruff is chairman of the board of the Bob Woodruff Foundation and John Cornack, president and CEO of the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor. Now, the organizations each of you represent serve some different functions in service to our returning and injured veterans, but there are distinct compatibilities in the missions. Mr. Woodruff, the foundation seeks to become one of the nation's largest and most recognized military charities. As part of the foundation's support for veterans, are you invested in getting those in need into treatment programs around the country like Eisenhower Center, as few as they may be?
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, our mission as it's evolved over time, we started out as an organization dedicated to TBI and helping veterans who had suffered TBI and PTSD, and it's expanded now. When we are now helping organizations that we identify as in need, service organizations around the country that we think are doing the best job, like the Eisenhower Center, in terms of treating the various issues that veterans are dealing with, everything from employment to certainly TBI, et cetera. And we're giving grants to those organizations and helping them also develop and work over time. So we want to support them, you know, in multiple years to grow and become better, because that, you know, these organizations, there's 40,000 plus of them out there in the U.S. Their work is the work that's really making a difference in these local communities that, you know, where the VA certainly doesn't have a presence. But beyond that, there isn't, you know, again, there's not the resources for these guys, and these organizations are trying to do it. And we're the ones that are able to raise a lot of money, and we've raised, you know, a significant amount of money and given it, most of it away to these groups to help veterans in their hometown communities reintegrate. And that's really what we're about.
In no way, shape, or form want to take away from how much money has been raised and given in this cause. But truly, in terms of what is needed, it's a drop in the bucket, isn't it?
Oh, very much so.
It is.
Absolutely.
It is.
Yeah. When we first started this, we didn't have any designs on being this big national, you know, granting organization charity. We simply wanted to help a family or two. And, you know, the need will continue. And these wars are going to go on. You know, some of our experts that we deal with know that this is going to go on for at least another 20 years or more. So the need is still there, even though it's not in the news as much as it used to be. And that's what we're always fighting against, is we need people aware of the fact that these guys are going to keep coming back injured with the needs that they have.
Well, once they're back here, Mr. Cornack, there is a multidimensional approach to treatment and recovery at Eisenhower Center. Every injury is different, some more severe than others. How do you assess program successes and failures, since uniform criteria might be really difficult to quantify?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, there's no platform to go from. So we're helping right now develop that, the outcome part of it. So at our Manchester program, we do the full eval and assessments. We do the follow-ups.
And that's a 62-acre working farm, correct?
It sure is. And that's where we have the NFL players and the veterans together. And that platform seems to be the highest outcome. So what's happening are both groups are, you know, highly skilled. They've risen to the top of their world, and they've been kind of knocked down, and that's why we talk about concussions a great deal. It's meant in more than one way, and they're finding a path together. And I think that together part is where the real power comes. So our outcomes have been good. Depression has gone way down, anxiety way down. The PTSD has almost disappeared in many cases, and they've just found new pathways of living a quality life. So that's where I think we have 28 years experience. It's all coming together kind of right at the time when it's really necessary. So happy to be in this space.
Once again, you're listening to Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. We're sitting with Dave Woodruff and John Cornack. We're talking veterans care. Dave is the chairman of the board of the Bob Woodruff Foundation, and John is president and CEO of Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor. Now, one of the innovative programs you've just made reference to taking place over in Manchester, and it's going to spread not only through Michigan but into Florida as well, is the program called After the Impact, in which you bring veterans together with professional athletes. Obviously, both of these are professions where brain injury is prevalent. What is the idea of After the Income? How are these relationships going to serve as beneficial tools in achieving outcomes with both athletes and veterans?
Well, one of the biggest problems with traumatic brain injury is isolation. And, you know, they become kind of the silent epidemic. The minute they're injured, if they're not famous, they become lost to society. And what we're trying to do is say they shouldn't be lost to anybody. They should be at the forefront. So we're trying to change the paradigm. So by bringing those two together, they realize, wait a minute, that's an NFL football player. He played on such and such a team. I watched him play. And the vet and the NFL player says, yeah, I am that person, but I didn't put myself in harm's way. I didn't give the ultimate sacrifice. So it really builds this level of respect that's just amazing that happens around, because we do all the different, clinical interventions. We have OTPT speech. We have all the counseling and everything you can possibly imagine. We have the neuropsychs and the neurofeedback and the biofreeze and we have everything on the planet. And the reality is what really touches their life is each other. And I think that's where the power really comes in. And that's like with the Woodruff family. I mean, they were there. They were supportive. They bound. They got tighter as a unit. And that's kind of what happens with this group. They become a brotherhood just like they were in the war, or just like they were on the field. They bind and they become a really solid team, you know, really waiting to move forward. So that's what's really been the huge success there. Michigan is very lucky. We have the auto-no-fault. We have the CPAN. We have everything here. We have the assets. In the other states, they just don't have it. And that's where these foundations, like Mr. Woodruff says, so imperative. Without it, there's no care in these other states at all.
When you are considering which organizations and institutions in which to make your charitable donations, mm-hmm. Mr. Woodruff, do you look for the programs that are going to create that kind of connectivity and bond that he's describing with
Absolutely.
The After the Impact program, and then again take the next step into transitioning back to family life and community?
Right. So what we learned over the course of time, and John's right, we were very lucky in that we had a full support system for Bob, everything from the wonderful support from ABC right through our family. We had the ability to be there for them. These guys don't have that. Many of these have no families can't afford to be there and support. So it's, again, we've evolved to a point where we recognize how important it is for us to provide funding, certainly, to groups that are helping these guys get the treatment they need and then make the transition back to their lives. Because in the past, that didn't happen. The transition programs didn't exist in the military. Certainly, even the recognition of PTSD and TBI, especially closed-head TBI, and it was not there 10 years ago. It's there now, but the resources aren't. So what we're trying to do is, again, find these innovative programs that are, effectively reaching these families in numbers. I mean, we've impacted, we think, around 2.5 million military families in 10 years.
Yeah.
But there are tremendous numbers who are still kind of left in the dust because they aren't getting the support. But we're trying to find those programs, and we've been fairly successful. But to your point, it's still a drop in the bucket, and it's going to go on for a long time.
To everything we've spoken of today, does this mean that there is going to be greater collaboration and partnership between the Bob Woodruff Foundation and the Eisenhower Center moving forward?
I sure hope so.
I hope so.
I mean, I think that what I've learned in a very short time about Eisenhower, and certainly my goal as a guy who lives in Michigan, my brother doesn't live here anymore, but went to Michigan Law School, as I think you know, and we are looking to expand what we're doing in Michigan. We've helped establish the Michigan Veterans Law Clinic. We've done some work with Team Rubicon here in Michigan. We've done some other work. Student Veterans of America, actually, we were an initial funder of, and now when they were 20 chapters, now it's 1,100, including one here at EMU. We are looking to have a bigger footprint in Michigan, and I, quite frankly, would love to do something back to our original, roots, really, with Eisenhower and TBI. I think it's still in a very significantly underserved population and challenge.
And from Eisenhower, I mean, we love to work with the people that are passionate. And so, for us, it's about return on care. It's not about return on investment. And a lot of the companies really, it's about what's in it for me. And the reality is that what's in it for you is that we save a life. That's what's in it for all of us. And I think when we have a foundation like this that we can work with, we want to jump on, because it's the passion that's going to drive the care, and that's really what it's about. And the Woodruff Foundation has always been that way. So it's not, you have never strayed from that. And I think that's, even though you got big, you still stayed to the mission. And that's really hard. You can name a lot of these people out there who all of a sudden had big foundations and started to stray off path. But I think that's why I like even discussing these things with you, because it's we've stayed on path. We're on a mission, and we're not going to be swayed from it.
Well, gentlemen, our time together is winding down, but I do want to ask each of you one more question, and it harkens back to something you said, Mr. Woodruff, that I found rather startling, that based on the information you're hearing, we could see another 20 years at least of war. Given what you've seen and what happens when appropriate investment is made in the treatment and recovery of our veterans, based on where we are now and the political winds that continue to swirl about veterans' issues right now, will the next generation of returning injured soldiers have more and better options for getting well, or perhaps less?
No, I think they will have more. I mean, but it's going to very much depend on keeping the American public aware of the fact that that need exists, because that has been our single biggest communications challenge as we go forward, is that people are starting to forget about veterans. And, you know, whatever direction the political winds blow, we're trying to stay on mission, as John said, because we know the need is not going to change. In fact, it's probably going to grow.
And, Mr. Kornack, you see a better future for returning veterans as well?
Oh, I do. I do. And I think the biggest thing is we have to switch the paradigm, because I agree with you. We're counting this as how many deaths happen, and we're counting the wrong number. We should be counting the number of lives we saved, and that number would become immense. And I think then America would realize it's not the 20 veterans that committed suicide today. It would be about the 200 we saved today, and then tomorrow it'll be the 400. So we need to change that paradigm, and I think that's exactly where I think you're going with it. When you can touch 2.5 million veterans, I get the heebie-jeebies over that, because that's what this is about. It's about counting up, not counting down. It's not about the people who die, it's about the people who survive and what quality of life do we give them. And that's where I think like a foundation like this is nationally known can really change the paradigm. And how do we look at this and not count the number of injured or deaths, but the number of people we really affected to this extent. So,
and hopefully that is a number that will continue to grow into the future. Gentlemen, I thank you both for your time today.
Thank you, David.
Oh, thank you, David.
Appreciate it.
That is James Kornack and Dave Woodruff. Dave is chairman of the board of Bob Woodruff Foundation. John is president and CEO of Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor. You can learn more by visiting bobwoodrufffoundation.org and eisenhowercenter.com. You can also find links to both and more information by visiting our website at wemu.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.